I now live in Mexico. I am an artist, a writer, a podcaster, healer, and an entrepreneur. I own a sustainable glass straw business called Acure, which I started in Bali. I am an ex-PR director and a super yacht interior manager. My life has taken me around the world and fed my hunger for travel. I have a thirst for people, communications, and events, and an appreciation for beauty and excellence. This means I value excellent service and love immersing myself in stunning settings. It's no wonder I settled in Mexico. The purpose of my art and the purpose of this podcast channel is to inspire you in recognizing too that the creative source of the universe lives within you too. I hope I can influence a little spark and help you increase the power of your creativity too. We are here to create. That is why we all incarnated into our human. It is in the nature of every single one of us to create. I hope you enjoy this episode and find the value in the message. So, let's get started. We all have an idea of what our ideal life will look like, whether that's the perfect career, the loving relationship, or how we plan to travel around the world. We all have an idea of what we want to achieve. The Hindu philosopher Bhaktivinoda says that there are four fundamental motivations to anything we seek, and those may be through fear, desire, duty, or love. These four motivations literally drive everything we do. And most of us believe that our happiness comes from external measures of success. But speaking from experience and working in the superyacht industry for some of the world's top billionaires, success doesn't always lead to happiness. Jim Carrey once said, "I think everybody should get rich and famous and do everything they ever dreamed of, so they can see that that's not the answer." Most people see very wealthy and famous people and think, oh God, they have it all. I would love to live their lives. But what they don't see is those people behind closed doors, those who have bad relationships, suffer from depression. And then, you know, it's really obvious that success just does not buy happiness. And the same is true for those of us who aren't exactly rich and famous. We often chase after the next best thing, like the new iPhone, the new model. And when we get that, surprisingly, our excitement fades quite fast. We think that having a new phone or a bigger house or a new car will make us feel better, cooler, or more satisfied. But instead, it only makes us want more. Material gratification is external, but happiness is an internal job. Happiness and fulfillment come only from mastering the mind and connecting with the soul, not from objects or attainments. Success doesn't guarantee happiness, and happiness doesn't require success. They can feed each other, and we can have them at the same time, but they are not intertwined. Before you manifest anything, setting the intention is key. And the why and the how behind that intention is important too. You can't just expect to manifest something, to ask the universe for something and sit back and hope that it'll happen. You've got to put in the effort. You've got to show up and show the universe that you are serious about this intention, this want. You also have to live as if. Act out. Act as if you are currently living in that manifestation. That you have that dream home or that dream partner or that dream career. It's all about feeling. It's all about the energy. For me, the best way to fulfill your intention is to look for role models. If you want to be rich, study what the rich people you admire are doing. Read the books about how they got where they are. Focus especially on what they did at your stage in order to get where they are now. My guest on today's podcast is the perfect role model. Meet Nikki Lutz, a self-love and mindset coach. Nikki believes that living the life of your dreams starts with transforming the relationship with yourself. Nikki will teach self-love as the key to unlocking a life that you cannot wait to wake up to. And I totally vouch for that. I had the pleasure this week of speaking with the fabulous self-help and mindset coach, Nikki Lutz, in Cape Town. Nikki is a force to be reckoned with. Her energy is absolutely contagious. Nikki and I resonate on all sorts of levels. We have a very similar background. We're both from South Africa. We're both ex-yachties. Nikki used to work in the yachting industry as chief stewardess before she left and went on her spiritual transformation journey. Nikki too went to India and lived in Bali. She then returned to Cape Town and launched her career as a self-love and mindset happiness coach. Nikki is one of the most empowering and inspiring women I know. She teaches you the art of setting intentions, removing any subconscious beliefs that no longer serve you or that do not resonate with your goals and aspirations, and she teaches you how to manifest. She is indeed the manifesting queen, from manifesting her current partner to her puppy. She is a force to be reckoned with. Her manifesting skills are like gold. So grab a coffee, sit back, and learn how you can train your mind to manifest anything. I mean anything you want. I did Nikki's Ignite Your Life course last year and I have not looked back. Her knowledge, her experience, and her skills are absolute gold. It's so lovely to have you here on the podcast. It's lovely to see you again.
I'm so excited. I'm excited to get into some juicy stuff.
Excellent. Do you want to introduce yourself and tell my listeners who Nikki Lutz is and how you got into being a self-love transformational coach?
Yeah, so I'm Nikki. I'm from a small town called Stellenbosch in South Africa, and I'm a self-love expert. I'm a mindset mentor, and I really help women and guide them to create a life of their dreams. And the way that we do this is to start a relationship with yourself, that you fall in love with who you are. And once you do that, then, you know, everything outside of you starts to change as well. I got into this because I pretty much didn't have self-love at all. I came from a family of extremely high performing. My dad was a...
So Nikki, can you please tell my listeners who Nikki Lutz is and how you became a self-love transformational mindset coach?
So yeah, I'm Nikki. I'm from a small town called Stellenbosch in South Africa. And I became a self-love and mindset coach just because I really went on a journey myself and I realized that I didn't have any self-love. So I help clients, I help women all over the world really transform the relationship they have with themselves. And then as a result, they start to really love their life, because I think that so many of us are searching for happiness outside of us and it's never sustainable. It's never lasting. But when we find that happiness and that love within, now we start to see a shift and we're like, oh my goodness, I'm not broken. There was nothing actually wrong with me in the first place. I'm actually starting to love and accept myself. And the way that I got onto this journey was, so I come from a very high excelling family. So my dad was an Olympic pole vault coach. And growing up, there were these professional athletes running around on, you know, the athletics track. And I just thought that being number one in the world and this incredible body of a professional athlete, I thought this excellence was just normal. So my whole life, I was always really striving for excellence. I had to be the best at everything I did. It wasn't even really my parents telling me I had to do this. It was just, it came from within. It was a belief I had. And that just meant that my whole life, I was always trying to do better. I didn't just love and accept who I was or where I was. And it was exhausting. And I didn't even really realize this until I finished the yachting industry. So I was in the yachting industry for 7 years. And afterwards, I really went on more of a spiritual journey. And I was looking for what the meaning of life is and what is happiness really? Because I saw that the yacht owners who had all the money in the world, I saw that they weren't happy. And I thought then, you know, you could buy happiness. And so I was like, okay, fine. If you can get all these external and materialistic things and you're still not happy, then where does this come from? And I went on a journey, discovering who I am. I traveled all through Asia and I figured out that it was the missing link was self-love. So I started to get to know who am I? What do I want? What are my values? What do I stand for? Who do I want to be? What, like, what lights me up? Can I be happy within my body right now, even if I'm not the thinnest I've ever been, or I'm not achieving something, or, you know, like, who am I to my core? Not what other people see I'm doing, but who am I? And I don't think a lot of us know that until we actually go on this journey. So yeah, so that was pretty much everything I went through, was uncovering myself and learning to love and accept myself, like, with my shadow sides. And because I saw my life change and I become so happy, I was like, I can't not share this with people. And that's how I became, you know, right now, a international coach showing women how to love themselves and to create a life they adore.
Brilliant. And how did you make the transition from Yachty to life coach? I know that started in Bali, like, you went to Bali and then you got into Do you want to tell us?
Yeah. So I transitioned from being on the yachts to land-based because my sister was land-based and I got a job with her and I still absolutely hated it. And then I was really soul searching and I went on a 10-day silent meditation course on Vipassana. And during that course, I mean, you're not talking to anyone. There's no eye contact with anyone. There's no journaling. There's no music. There's nothing. It's just you and your thoughts. And during that time, I started to feel a little bit of peace. And I also had a realization that you need to go on a spiritual journey. But I was still quite unsure of this because my, you know, my narrative and my belief was still, yeah, but you need to make money. Like, you can't just go, you know, eat, pray, love. You've got to work, girl. So I went to an angel card reader. And as I walked in there, she said, you have to get to the island. Have to get to the island. What is this island? But you have to get to the island. And during this meditation course, I was like, okay, I'm going to go to Bali or Thailand or India or something. And that really affirmed to me, okay, I've got to get to whatever island this is. And what I was actually figuring out was I saw a job as a stewardess for 2.5 months in Bali. And I was like, okay, cool. Do I go and do that? And then afterwards go on my spiritual journey? Or do I go back to the Hamptons in the States and work with my sister? You know, like, I know that job. I know it's good money, you know, all the knowns. But should I do the unknown and follow, like, my heart? So I ended up going and doing this job, or applying for this job and getting accepted. And as I landed in Bali, it was probably about, like, the third day into my stay. And I just had this feeling. I was like, don't get on that boat. Like, you know, this does not make you happy. So I decided not to. And I just stayed in Bali for about a month. And then because pretty much I was telling the universe, okay, well, I don't want to do yachting anymore, but I don't know what else to do, but you help me, you know, like, I'm taking a massive leap of faith. So I'm coming to the party. Now you come to the party as well. And then I got a job in a women's wellness retreat. And I was like, oh my goodness. So I did that for 8 months. I wasn't doing any life coaching or teaching any yoga or anything like that, because at the time I was a yoga teacher. But I was still in this new environment. And then after 8 months, I actually got fired. And she was like, we don't want any Western staff. We only want to, you know, we want to empower the Indonesians. So I got let go. And immediately I was like, okay, universe, if this is what you're telling me, then, you know, show me the next path. And I traveled through Asia for 7 months. And that's where I really deepened my self-love journey. And I ended up meeting a self-love coach. And she showed me how to do all of this, how to help everyone, because I knew the journey I'd been on, but I wasn't really sure how to coach someone else through the process. But every single step of the way, it was leaning in, trusting the universe, having a vision, not knowing how the heck it was going to happen, but knowing that if I just followed my heart, because when you follow your heart, you can never be led astray. Like, it always works out for you. And I was following that feeling. So then it just kind of unfolded. And I had this coach and doing more workshops and more trainings and learning more. And it evolved from there.
Brilliant. And as a coach now, do you have your own coach in Cape Town?
Absolutely. Yeah. So I have a spiritual coach, a spiritual mentor teacher, and I've been with her for about 2 years. And I'm never going to stop because we're always growing and evolving, you know. And then I also have had business coaches, different business coaches. And yeah, so right now I'm with my spiritual coach and she really helps me to unpack more about myself every week. You know, who am I still going deeper? And a lot of the stuff that I learned from that is what I continue to teach my clients, because like I said, we're always growing. And I think it's so important for us to have support, because for so long, I always thought I had to do it on my own. And I thought it was actually a weakness to ask for help or like, no, let me just, I would love you as a coach, or I'd love you to help me, but I don't want to spend the money on myself because I don't, you know, I actually don't love myself enough to spend that on myself. I'll go and I'll buy something for a friend, but I won't do anything nice for me. But I think it's so important for us to actually prioritize that and get the help and get someone else's perspective and some knowledge and wisdom.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the way that we connected was quite interesting because I was living in Bali at the time with my fiance, my late fiance, and he actually told me about you. He said, oh, there's this girl on the island, Nikki Lutz. She's just like you. She's an ex-yachty. She's now here working in a wellness retreat resort. And you guys are so similar. You should connect. So I reached out to you, but you had just left and gone back to Cape Town. So I had just missed you. But I started following you then on Instagram on the Nikki Lutz page. And your journey was fascinating. And, you know, I could totally resonate with you and your frequency was high. And I was stuck on my boat doing the Caribbean season, my last stint last year. And I was just so miserable. I was burnt out. I was exhausted, exactly like you say, surrounded by absolute wealth, billionaires. But these people were so miserable, like money couldn't buy them happiness. And I thought, shit, you know, they've got everything they want in the world. They've got all the money and they're not happy. Like there's got to be something more. And I literally walked off my boat in St. Martin last February. Bought a one-way ticket to Mexico. I didn't know where I wanted to go. I didn't have a plan. I didn't know what I was going to do. I had two suitcases and I was like, right, where should I go? I lay in the hotel room in Miami Airport and I was like, universe, tell me, where should I go? Should I go to Bali or should I go to Mexico? And Mexico was the obvious option because there were restrictions in Bali because of COVID and Mexico was just closer. So I literally bought a one-way ticket to Puerto Vallarta on the West Coast where I'd never been before, completely unknown, landed there, went to my hotel and scrolling on Instagram and you popped up and you were just about to start a course, the Ignite Your Life course. And I thought, well, this sounds good. Let me give it a go. So that's how I connected with you. And I did the 6-week course and it was transformational. You motivated me, you inspired me, you reminded me of everything I knew, but I'd forgotten. And you just gave me that whole sense of like inner peace and just excitement for my own life again, knowing that I can be happy, but it is my responsibility with the nudge of Nikki. So, I mean, it was a life-changing course. I absolutely loved it. And I would encourage everyone that can to do it. You know, to book with you. So are you still running Ignite Your Life or what courses are you currently running?
So Ignite Your Life, yes, you're so right. It is absolutely incredible because it's teaching you like the basics, which like you said, so often you may have read that in a book, you know, you may have heard it from someone else, but just because you read it once doesn't mean that you're embodying it, you know, like we actually have to really live it. And so I run Ignite Your Life currently once a year. And I've run it this year already. So next year, 2023, yes, look out for that. But what I'm doing now is I've created something that's like Ignite Your Life, but on steroids. So it's called Be Your Own Hero. And it really is like the next step. And I created this when I actually created Be Your Own Hero first. And then I did, but that was a 3-month program back in the day. Then I saw... Let me actually create something shorter. And that's what I did, Ignite Your Life. But I just see that working with someone for a longer period of time, because it takes time to make change. This is what I'm putting my heart and soul into. So Be Your Own Hero is a 6-month mastermind now. And it is a combination of group coaching as well as one-on-one, because I've stopped all one-on-one. That's how much I believe in this program. Okay. I'm like, this is it. And I think that it's so important as well when we're in a group environment, because you could see in Ignite Your Life, not only did you learn from me, but you learned from the ladies in the program, and you're inspired by the other ladies and their journey, and you're helping one another. It's like that sisterhood, that energy. So Beer on Hero is where it's at. And we're starting soon. We're starting on the 1st of June. That's got group coaching calls with myself. We've got guest experts, expert coaches, one-on-one subconscious belief reprogramming. We do fun stuff in there. We're doing cocktail training to like raise the vibration and raise the energy. We've got monthly coffee chats. Like, it's actually a group of women coming together, becoming our own hero, instead of saying, okay, I need someone else to come and save me. No. It's, and the like the slogan is she needed a hero, so that's what she became. So it's super empowering. I'm so exciting. Yeah.
Love it. And I mean, you are definitely the queen of manifesting. I love your manifesting stories, how you manifested Mark, your partner, you manifested your puppy. Just phenomenal. Do you want to share some of your manifesting stories with us?
So I am a manifesting queen, yes, 100%. And you know, it is so freaking easy. It's actually so easy to manifest. I think like the first one was obviously with Mark, with my partner. So it was in lockdown. I was, 30? 30 years old. And I was asking myself, why am I single? You know, like I know that what I'm thinking and my beliefs and who I am is creating my reality. So if I'm sitting here wanting a partner, but I'm still single, I have something to do with that. Like it's partly my responsibility. So I looked at all of my subconscious beliefs because I that's part of what I do in my coaching. We reprogram subconscious beliefs. And I saw that all my beliefs around relationships and around men and that and love, they were actually quite negative and limiting. So then I'm like, I really want a partner. Why am I single? Yeah, but you believe that it's not going to last. Or you believe that good-looking men are assholes. So of course you don't have someone, you know, because why would you want to draw that into you? So I changed all of my beliefs. And then I started living as though I already had this partner. So I'd go to bed, and you know the story. I'd go to bed. I'd prop a pillow behind me as though he was cuddling me. I'd turn over. I'd kiss the air where his face would normally be and be like, good night, babe. Love you. I'd wake up in the morning, pretend that he's there, really feel as though he was there. I had like a warm feeling in me. Then I would get out of bed, get changed in my athletic gear because I'm really active. And then I'd jump back on the bed, cat crawl over the bed, like laughing and joking, big smile on my face, kissing with, you know, the pillow where his face would be, giggling, acting the fool, like, baby, no. Like, okay, I've got to go now because he's pulling me back to bed, you know. And if someone had seen this stuff, they would think I'm absolutely crazy. However, what was actually happening when I did that was I so deeply believed, like in my body, it felt as though he was already there. And that's how we manifest, because you don't manifest and attract something into your life like what you want. You manifest who you are, because it's all about energy. So what you're putting out is what you're drawing back in. And if you're sitting at home and you're complaining about something, and take this example of a partner, I don't know why I don't have a partner. Like, I'm so miserable. I'm so sad. All I want is a boyfriend. All I want is a partner. But if you had a partner, you'd be feeling so happy, so excited, so giddy, so, you know, inspired. So the vibration of the thing you want, which is that partner, which is a high vibe, and your vibration in that moment of, you know, I'm feeling really down is a low vibe. Those two vibrations do not match. It is impossible to attract something into your life if you are not a match to that thing. So I literally lived as though I had a boyfriend, and I'd sit at the dinner table with my dad talking to him, and my hand was on the chair next to me under the table on my imaginary boyfriend's leg, because I knew that that is where my boyfriend would sit. And today I will go to that house and he will sit next to me and I'll do the exact thing. So it's like, it sounds quite kind of silly, but it's also really basic. And I think we overcomplicate things. And it's so much like, I really want this thing, but it's not about what you want. You have to check in with, how am I feeling about this?
And how long, so when you started playing those games, pretending that your partner was there, how long before he actually materialized?
So that was probably around like in March. Then in June, I moved to Cape Town because I was with my dad at his holiday house for lockdown. June, I moved to Cape Town and I met Mark on the 11th of the 11th.
Wow.
Yeah. But what's really interesting and what I really want to add as well is before I met him, I was going on some dates. You know, I put myself out there on Tinder and some were like, oh my goodness, no. But I'd always go on a date that was fun. You know, I'm like, okay, I really like walking, so I'm going to go for a walk. Or I really love going to this nice restaurant, so cool, let's go there. So even if the guy wasn't for me, it was still a nice experience. And before I met Mark, maybe about a month before I met Mark, I actually started spending time with another guy. And I met him absolutely naturally, but he told me he'd just been recently divorced and he was not in a space for a relationship, but I just loved his energy. We became friends and it was, you know, friends with a little bit of benefits and just like really lots of fun. But I knew that he couldn't give me what I wanted. And that's where I also had to have like a bit of a reality check and be like, girl, this is fun, but what do you want again? Like, I want a partner. I want my person. And then I actually wrote out a list of my perfect dream partner. And then I went on another Tinder date with Mark. And that first date was okay, but it wasn't amazing, you know, because I was still kind of like caught up on this other guy. And then I went on one last date with this other person that I liked. And I really got the message of this is not the one for me. Like you have to love yourself enough to let go of something that's not going to serve you. But I needed that realization. I needed to go on that last date with this guy. Then I went on a second date with Mark and it was just like, oh my goodness, this is what I'm looking for. And I looked back maybe a couple of weeks later at the list I'd written and Mark was everything I wanted. And it was the easiest, most natural journey. And he is my best friend. But the most fascinating thing that I saw was he is my mirror. So I play the fool. I'll run around the house pretending like I'm riding an imaginary horse. Like I'm just playful sometimes, you know, because yeah. That's what life's about. And he'll go and do something similar, you know, or he'll sing a funny song or make like act the fool. And that was like a massive aha moment that I've attracted this incredible man, but this incredible man, me. And I think that that's where the self-love comes back is you have got to absolutely be in love with yourself. And not, you know, it sounds vain because we've been taught that that's like self-centered, but it's not. It's like when you look at yourself in the mirror, you say, oh my goodness, I adore you. You are incredible. You are smart. You are talented. I'm so proud of you, because we want the partner to say that to us, right? So So it took just only a couple of months to meet him, and he's my person. He's my absolute person. But I did the work on myself first.
Brilliant. That's so good. I remember when I was living in Ireland and I just gone through a divorce and I started dating again, but I was party girl. I worked in music PR. So I was doing events and stuff and out partying all the time. And I was just dating like asshole after asshole. And I was just struggling to find my dream partner. And I spoke to a friend about this. She actually lives in Cape Town. And she said to me, you attract how you act. So she said, have a look at how you acting and how you behaving. You are that party girl dancing on tables. And, you know, that's the guys that you're attracting that you're calling assholes that you don't like. So that was a massive reality check for me as well. And I was like, whoa, that's so true. These people that I'm attracting, that I'm having fun with temporarily are not, you know, my long-term partner. That's not who I want to end up with. So I had to take a massive step back and like reevaluate my life. And that's how I got into yachting. I left Dublin and the music scene. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to take a year out, go to the Caribbean, get on a catamaran and just like be in nature for a year. Well, 8 years later and things definitely changed, but I was still a bit of a party girl. But that was a massive realization for me. You attract what you act. So with your whole concept around self-love and loving yourself. And that's so true. You've got to, like, I often think, how can I expect someone else to love me if I don't love myself?
Mm.
So yeah, the whole, the entire journey with Ignite Your Life and everything that I've learned from you, and even following your posts on Instagram and your stories, you are so full of energy and you, your frequency is so high, and I can be having a miserable day and I'm like, okay, how am I going to get out of this? Look at Nikki's page. There'll be some silly meme or something that you've posted, some reel, silly in a good way, you know, and you literally, I just laugh at you all the time. And that's what life should be. It should be fun and playful and laughing. So, I mean, kudos to you. I just, you've just got such a contagious energy.
Oh, thanks. It's amazing. Do you know what? Do you know what though? I think that, like, I love that you said that, that that is exactly how life, that's what life is meant to be like. We are meant to have fun. Now, it doesn't mean that you can't have down days. It doesn't mean that you don't feel sad sometimes. It doesn't mean you don't feel angry and frustrated, because we're a human. We're meant to feel everything. And I think that if you're trying to numb your feelings and think, oh, no, no, I shouldn't be feeling sad right now, you're missing the point, because you are meant to feel it all. However, we do get to choose how we feel, you know, like go through the motion. So now I'm feeling down and that's absolutely okay. And there's nothing wrong with me. Know that it's going to finish. It's going to end. Nothing lasts forever. Impermanence is the one thing that we know for sure. So I'm feeling down. It's not going to last. But what we can start to do is become very intentional with our life and the way that we feel, and know that we can't control anything outside of us. We think we can, but we actually can't. But we can control what's going on inside of us. And the way that you think is creating the way that you feel. So if you want to be happy, you have to start thinking happier thoughts. And the more that you do this, the more you like that. You're like, oh my goodness, like, I love feeling this way. So let me think more positive thoughts. But then again, like I say, if the negative thoughts come up and you feel something sad, there's nothing wrong with you, but can you become aware that you're doing it? Because once you're now aware, now you can make the decision. Like, do I want to stay in this pit, or do I actually want to do something about it? But when we start to see life as a journey and nothing's going right or wrong, but we get to just play and have a good time and notice the small little things and find out, this brings me joy. Let me do more of that. And a huge thing, like, I deserve to be happy. Because I think a lot of us think, all my friends are feeling really down. Or in COVID, you know, a lot of people were losing family members or friends and losing jobs and so much, you know, despair. So how can I sit over here and laugh and sing and dance in my bedroom? Like, no, 100%, you can, because it is your life and you do get to choose, you know? So I think we really have to be intentional in, what am I doing? Who am I spending my time with? What is taking up my time? Am I scrolling on Instagram looking at stuff that's making me feel not good enough? Am I surrounding myself with people that are talking negatively, or, you know, boozing all the time, all day, all weekends, everything, you know, doing drugs, that type of thing? Is that bringing me lasting joy? Or can I go into nature and look at how brilliant, like, life is, and connect to that? But we get to choose, and you don't have to feel like you're a victim all the time. Sometimes it's hard to get out of, and that's why you join coaching courses like Ignite Your Life or Be Your Own Hero or other types of coaching courses, and you get a coach to help you. But wow, life really is good. It really is.
Yeah. And if you're having a really bad day, what do you do to get out of that?
So if I'm having a bad day, I notice it. I acknowledge it. I claim it. I'm like, I'm feeling really sad today. I'm not in a good mood. And there's nothing wrong with it. Like, I actually don't. In the past, I think when I started my journey, I think I was like, I'm feeling down. Okay, how can I change this? Because I know my thoughts are creating how I feel. So let me change my thoughts. Now I'm like, I'm feeling like shit. Embrace the shit. It's okay, girl. Because I know it's not gonna last. I'm not feeling good. And that's absolutely fine. Maybe why? And then allow it to pass. Because if you feel the feelings, then eventually they no longer need to be felt. But if you just push it away, they're going to come back stronger. So I definitely, every single month, specifically around my period, I will go through a time where I'm just not my happiest, bubbliest self. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with me. But I will spend more time on my own. I will be more quiet. I won't put myself out there. I'll tell Mark. I'll be like, baby, I'm going through a little bit of a time. Actually, do you know what, babe? What I need from you right now, I need some cuddles. you know, I do need a little bit of love. I'll nurture myself more. And I'll just like, I'll treat myself as though I had my best friend there and like ask her, what do you need from me? And then I'll go and give that to myself. But when I'm not feeling amazing, then I know that it's not that there's something wrong with me and that I need to change it. Rather, I embrace it. And within embracing it, it's not a bad thing. And eventually, and pretty quickly, then it actually just dissolves.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how do you start your day? What does a typical day in your life look like?
So I wake up and I have cuddles with my puppy. I wake up.
What time do you wake up?
So in summer, I'll wake up around like 5:30, 6. And winter, more 6:30. Probably, it's probably going to get even worse now. Maybe like even 7:00. And do you know what, when I was starting out this journey, I was like, no, you have to wake up early, you have to do this and this and this, and because I know how good it is for you. And I've just kind of matured on my personal journey. And I'm like, I'll ask myself every morning, what do I need this morning? So if I wake up at 6:00 and the alarm goes off, majority of the time, I'm an early riser and I'm very happy when I wake up. So I'm up, I'm out of bed and I'm done. But if I do wake up and I'm like, I'm feeling quite tired, I give myself permission to lie in then, you know, and I also know that I have the luxury of I run my own business, so I don't have to be at work a certain time. But I'll wake up roughly between, let's say 6:30 on average. I have cuddles with my puppy and with Mark. She sleeps on the bed, my puppy, Ruby. And I love that time together. Then it's actually a mixture. So I used to religiously wake up and meditate first thing in the morning. And that was it. And I absolutely would recommend this to anyone and everyone. And especially if you're going on your journey of self-discovery, you know, and you're starting out on this. However, some days I don't meditate first thing in the morning. Sometimes I'll wake up and I'll take her out for a wee. So I'll take her out for little walkies and then I'll come back and meditate. And I'll always focus on what I'm grateful for, always start the day with what I'm grateful for, and then also setting an intention for how am I moving through this day? You know, do I need to be more kind of energized and inspired and come on, girl, like we're crushing it today? Or am I slowing down? Like I'm actually needing some nurturing and I'm going to go slow. So just checking in with myself. That's pretty much what I do now. In the past as well, I'd always do some type of movement like dance and shaking and jumping around. But it's just, I'm in my season right now that I don't need that, you know? And I think it's so important, like when people talk about morning routines and I should be doing 1, 2, 3, 4 different things, but sometimes that doesn't serve you. So I think the most important thing is like no coach or no therapist or inspirational book or whatever can tell you what you need. Check in with yourself in the morning. Ask yourself, what do I need? And also have that discipline of like, yeah, but I don't want to meditate. Yeah, but girl, you know that you know you need to meditate because yeah. it makes you feel better.
Yeah, definitely. And if you could tell 18-year-old Nikki one thing, one bit of advice, what would that be?
Oh, I would tell her it is all going to work out fine. It works out better than you can imagine because I would stress. I really stressed about the future. And that's something I think I personally work on is my need for control. That's definitely like a soul lesson for me. I always want to control things like, you know, how are things going to unfold? Like, okay, am I doing the best I can? Whereas actually in the end of the day, God is in control. The universe is in control. Life is unfolding perfectly for you. But I would tell myself, just relax, girl. Have fun. Things are going to unfold perfectly. You're going to do fine. Yeah, that's what I would say. Because like the way that my life has unfolded is better than I could have expected. And I think that sometimes we limit ourselves. You know, we think this is what it should be like, and then we only go for that. Whereas if we actually let go a little bit and we are more open to so much abundance, we'd see that life maybe takes a different turn, but it's better than you could ever have imagined.
Yeah, I agree with that one. And do you have any life regrets? Is there anything you regret about your past? If you could change anything.
You know, I know... I've learned about life that there is no right or wrong. Like, I know that. So anything that's happened in the past that was maybe like I wasn't happy with the way I reacted, or if I did something to someone or whatever, my decisions, I actually really know that I needed to go through that to get to where I am. And I know that that's kind of like a, oh, yes, that's a very noble thing to say, or you know, that yes, that's what the books say. I truly, truly believe that. So when I think about any regrets, that nothing jumps to mind. But the one, I suppose if I had to think of something, if I had to give an answer, it was that I didn't embrace the moment as much as I could have. Because I remember being on the yachts, like I remember being in Venice and we were based there for a couple of weeks. And I don't really have many memories of it because I wasn't fully totally
enjoying it,
yeah, and enjoying it because I was thinking, oh, this is really nice, but I wish I had my family here with me. Or like if I actually have to think about the whole of the coast of Italy that we traveled through, and you know, I talk to Mark about this now and I'm like, I actually can't remember where we went. Like I don't remember certain things because I wasn't really fully there because I'm on the yacht and I'm wishing I was at home, and then I'm at home and I'm thinking about being back on the yacht and stressing. So I was never fully present and never fully really enjoying where I was. So I kind of missed life. And that would probably be like the biggest regret of I wish that I really enjoyed the moment. But then in saying that, I know that I had to experience that to be where I am right now, to learn that, to now live a different life.
Okay. And if you could have one superpower, what would that be?
I don't know. I think I'm going to steal. So Mark's superpower is flying. And I think I'm going to steal that one of his. I think it would just to be able to go from one space to the next. And I suppose you could also think of that as like collapsing time, you know, like go back in time or move forward, or it would probably be to fly. But then, I mean, imagine being invisible and just like observing things. That would be super cool as well. But, you know, I think that like, my superpower right now, I believe, is my energy. And I am really, really happy with my superpower. So I'm just going to claim that. I don't want anything else.
Brilliant. That is an excellent superpower. And what book are you reading at the moment? I can see the books behind you. I love reading. Yes. I've always got loads of books on the go at the same time. So what are you currently reading?
So I'm busy. I'm trying to move through Metaphysical Anatomy, which is all about like what certain pains do you have in your body, but like why, like going deeper, like why have you, you know, why is that there? Then I'm also reading Power Versus Force, which is all about like consciousness. I move through a lot of books. It's an audiobook that I listen to all the time is a Tao Te Ching. And that's the book of the way. There's not one that I'm stuck in at, you know, but I feel sometimes what's really interesting as well is that, I'll get a message from consciousness and just like, go to this book, or you know, yeah, open this now, or I'll put out a couple of books and I'll just take it and I'll just open it up, like Power of Now, and just open it up again. But probably the Tao Te Ching is the one that I'm going to the most and listen to the most.
Brilliant. Okay, yeah. I'll need to have a listen to that one. And what are your plans for the weekend?
Plans what do you for do the on weekend? The weekend? Weekends, I love spending time in nature. I love spending time with my family. So we go away often. So I'm lucky to have my dad, who's got a holiday house in Betty's Bay at the beach. My sister's got a holiday house in Langebaan, also at the beach. So we often, you know, move around there. Cape Town is so gorgeous. We live also right, like we've got the beautiful mountains, beautiful ocean. And then also now that we've got our puppy, we've had her for what, about 5 months, that's totally changed our life as well. Like I'm a mom. I look out for her instead of just myself. So we don't go away all day if we can't take her, you know? This weekend, actually, Mark's going away for his cousin's 21st, and I'm going to spend some time on my own. And then Sunday's Mother's Day, so I'm going to spend some time with my sister and family. But yeah, taking some time on my own and just, you know, just me time.
Yeah, that's good. It's all about balance, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So important.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Nikki, thank you so much for your time. It's been so lovely chatting to you again.
I'm so excited
to hear how everything goes with the course in June. And where can my viewers or listeners follow you?
So Instagram
is in touch with you.
Yeah, Instagram. That's where I'm at most of the time. So that's just Nikki Lutz, NikkiLotts. And then my website, nikkilutz.com. But Instagram is where I pretty much like I connect with people. I love chatting to people in there in DMs. That's where I'm sharing all of my content. And I love to connect with people. So if you're listening to this, go, you know, have a follow, go and watch my stuff and start getting inspired.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your evening in Cape Town. My day is just getting started here in Mexico.
Oh, nice.
And I'm very excited to see how the rest of the year goes for you. So awesome. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Amazing. Thanks, Nikki.
All right. Lots of love. Bye.
Bye.
There is no separation between us and what it is we desire the most. It's all here right now in this exact moment. The happiness, the love, the wealth, the peace, financial freedom, and the health. It is here waiting for you. Waiting for you to connect and align with its fullest expression. This podcast is about navigating that fullest expression, going from who it is you are right now and creating the space for who it is you wish to become. It's about giving you the inspiration, the tools, the guidance, and to sow those little seeds of awareness so that together we can expand consciousness. You are capable of anything. Every intention can manifest into your wildest dream, and I'm here to show you how that is possible. You are so loved. You are so supported. So trust in the process, intend to feel good, and that goodness will become your life. And don't forget, miracles are everywhere, so stay up to date on my most recent episodes. Be sure to hit the subscribe button so that you can get notified every time I post a new podcast episode. To see more of my creative work, including my art, head over to my online portfolio at musesmerkaba.com. See you next week.